This week, a Milwaukee newspaper published a story that says, according to a financial disclosure statement, at the end of last year, Walker owed at least $55,000 to lawyers representing him in the Doe case. That investigation, led by Milwaukee District Attorney John Chisholm, stems from Walker's time as Milwaukee County Executive and has already led to criminal charges against several former Walker colleagues. The story also notes Walker didn't tell the public about that defense team until February. When asked about the story in Oconomowoc yesterday, Walker contended it was old news.
Well, we talked about before. I said last year we had lawyers in place to help us move forward in cooperating with John Chisholm and his team. There's nothing new to that. We just actually reported as we're required to do under state law.
Walker did disclose last year that his campaign had hired lawyers after prosecutors subpoenaed campaign email in November 2010. But again, he did not reveal the second set of lawyers until 2 months ago. Walker also claimed yesterday that Chisholm doesn't want him saying much about the Doe probe.
He's asked me not to comment because it makes it difficult for him. So he's asked me not to comment on anything.
Walker's explanation is not good enough for the pro-recall group We Are Wisconsin. Spokesperson Kelly Steele wants the governor to hold an in-depth news conference about the Doe investigation.
I mean, this does not pass the smell test, and it's time for him to finally stand up and tell the people of Wisconsin what happened, what he knew, when he knew it.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.